river's rough and I know you're scared.
We leave home and travel to gain perspective on where we live and on our lives. Along the way, along the roads, trails, and rivers that we travel, we meet other travelers, each with a unique story. I traveled to Tanzania in October to see the great herds roaming vast natural communities. There, I met an Alaskan singer-songwriter on an international walkabout.
My name's Susan Grace, Susan Grace Stoltz. Well, I'm a singer-songwriter. I sometimes call myself the Alaskan troubadour. I used to travel a lot in the lower 48, singing about Alaska wilderness and connecting with wilderness areas all over, wherever I would sing. Everybody has a treasure in their backyard that they're trying to protect and keep safe and keep wild. And those are little treasures that we really need to protect and keep safe and keep them preserved.
A vein of musical talent runs through Susan's family. Her late older brother, Walkin' Jim Stoltz, was also a singer-songwriter and a long-distance hiker. Susan taught herself to play on her brother's old guitar.
I started singing in coffee houses in the 70s when I was in high school, singing around the Detroit area, opening for different people, and that's where it started. When I lived in Michigan, I did a lot of songs and stories about the Great Lakes. I put together a show kind of telling the history and through stories and songs about the Great Lakes. And I did that for about 4 or 5 years and then moved to Alaska. And once I moved to Alaska, I started writing my own songs.
Susan's been living in Fairbanks for 34 years, writing about and singing to protect wild places in Alaska.
It was really inspired by the wilderness that surrounded me, and I just felt right at home when I first moved up there. I just fell in love with the place, and I've been there ever since. I think about leaving, but I don't know where else I'd want to live.
Susan traveled in Tanzania with a small notebook and pencil in hand. I asked her about the sources of inspiration for the songs she writes.
I get inspired to write songs with movement. I do a lot of canoeing. I'm always getting inspired on the river. And I think it has something to do with movement. Kind of as you're moving, moving forward, you're moving through life, you're moving. Yeah, there's a lot going on when I'm moving through the land, yeah, and the landscape. Sometimes I'll get a tune or a song that just comes, and I gotta write it down. Give me a piece of scrap paper, and you know, I'm writing down all these animals and birds I'm seeing, and every once in a while I'll write a phrase. You know, I'll get inspired and hear, you know, write some phrases. But a lot of times it'll come afterwards.
What attracted you to Tanzania?
One of the things is that the wildlife here, and I live in Alaska, in Fairbanks, Alaska, and I've worked at Denali Park, and I've been, you know, fighting for the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. We call it the Serengeti of North America, and I really wanted to see the Serengeti of Africa and see what that was like, and that was the big draw, was to go to Serengeti, which we did, and found ourselves in the middle of migration, surrounded by thousands of wildebeest, which was incredible. Amazing.
The camps where we stayed in Tanzania were in the middle of remote national parks, full of wild animals roaming freely.
I love living where you're part of the food chain, where there's something that, you know, that puts us in perspective and sets us straight as human beings. That's what I like about Africa, is we are part of the food chain here. Yeah, there's hippos right over there, and there's lions over there, and leopards up in the, you know. Yeah, and at night, you can't see anything here.
We're talking with singer-songwriter Susan Grace on Northern Community Radio. Susan celebrated her 60th birthday on the Serengeti in northwest Tanzania. As we age, birthdays take on a different significance when we realize that we have more birthdays behind us than ahead of us. For Sue, this is especially meaningful.
I have had a few years here of serious health issues. Almost dying, had a stroke, had adrenals, had transplant. I have a hereditary kidney disease called polycystic kidney disease. I'm the only one in my family with polycystic kidney disease who's made it to 60 years old. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So that in itself is a big deal. And then also through this past few years of and actually making it to the Serengeti and, you know, being part of migration and just being here in this magical place, incredible place. And, you know, being 60, I'm thankful every day to be alive. You know, this friend of mine gave me her left kidney and it's doing great. And it's on an adventure with me and I'm on an adventure with it. We live in gratitude.
Simple gifts, simply given, or the dance.
Tell me about your friend that donated the kidney.
She owns the Homer bookstore. Her name is Sue. And just thank her for me. I just tell people, go thank Sue for donating her left kidney. gets around the planet.
I think we all have chapters in our life. Where are you at now?
I'm starting a new chapter.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm filled with hope and awe and wonder, and I have no idea what's going to happen next. And I'm just stepping out in the world and just traveling with an open heart. And whatever happens, I just like to be happy. I want to find joy. I need more joy in my life. I really want to be playing more music. I miss that. I really miss that.
When you say happiness and joy, what does that mean to you?
I'm getting tired of the darkness and the cold and feeling closed in. It's hard in Alaska. You know, you have to put on 5 layers of clothes to go out for a walk. You got to do that little waddle, shuffle on the ice.
There on the banks of a river in Tanzania, we were far from winter and the Fairbanks that Sue described. The warm African wind blew through the stone cottage where we talked.
I love my community. I love Fairbanks. I love Alaska. And really can't imagine where else I want to live.
Oh, sweet Alaska, your hills are calling me home.
I'm just being open and see what happens next. You know, maybe it'll be somewhere else in Alaska. I don't know. Maybe it'll be Africa. I could live here.
We learn to live and to travel well from those we meet along the way on a journey. I asked Sue if she had any tips for other travelers.
Travel as light as possible. And travel with an open heart and an open mind. And that great sense of wonder. Try and let go of your expectations. Don't carry any kind of expectation. And really, it helps you be in the moment. Because when you're in the moment, I think that's where we really feel alive and true to ourselves as humans, that we are present in this moment and time and here on this planet, this amazing planet that is our home. It's so incredible and it's so fragile.
Do you have any sense of selfishness that I want to see it before it's gone?
Yeah. Yeah, I am selfish. I am selfish. I want to see it before it's gone. I want to see, you know, lions and elephants and cheetahs before they disappear off the face of the earth. And I wish all the children of the world could come and see this.
Let it stay forever. Why?